when you finally revived, and I just read this quote from you that's on your website, is that when you realize there's something strange here? I'm in a very unusual place? Or did you remember that, you know, days later?
Well, when I first came to, it was kind of slow. I was in a lot of pain. I was in and out for quite a long time. But, you know, you read the quote about when I finally cleared my vision. That was a little farther along because I was thinking what had happened to me, and I was thinking back, and I assumed that I'd been hurt and taken to a hospital. And so I remember the incident, you know, up to the point of, you know, being hit, but, you know, thinking that these sounds around, moving around me was were doctors. But when I finally could see, I saw these creatures looking at me, and I just flipped out.
Did you think you were dreaming at that point?
Well, you know, there's, in looking back at the whole thing, you know, you're always doing this reality checking in your head. You know, this is so incredible. You're trying to, you know, get your mind around it. You know, you could this be? You know, but it was real in every way. The solidness of the objects and whatnot. You know,
describe for us, Travis, the aliens themselves, the extraterrestrials.
Well, they were a lot smaller than I was. Short. You know. Less than 5 feet, you know, four something maybe. They were humanoid, you know, the two arms, two legs, like that. But they had the most, you know, striking feature with these eyes. They were just looking at me, looking through me, is the way it felt. It just seemed like they could see everything I was thinking and feeling, it was a very, very uncomfortable feeling.
Were these the classic grays, or what color were they?
Well, they were sort of a chalky white. I don't know if, you know, this is 1975. It wasn't that common of a report, but I think there are differences from what people call the classic grays, because I was actually able to see them blink at one point. So, you know, they did have eyelids.
Did they have hair on their heads?
They were bald, a very large cranium area of the head. On top of their heads were bald. And they were coming towards me, and I don't know what their intentions were, but I felt very, very threatened, and I was just lashing out at them to try to keep them away from me, just screaming all kinds of things, because I was totally, you know, losing it.
At any point did you feel threatened? I mean, really seriously threatened by them?
Oh, yeah. You know, when I first regained consciousness, I perceived this whole situation as just as maximally threatening as you could possibly get, you know. Now, whether or not that's the way it actually was, you know, in hindsight, I can go back and analyze the situation. But at that point, you know, I just felt this incredible fear. A lot of that may have had to do with the fact that I couldn't breathe. I don't know whether that was due to the effects of being hit by this beam of energy, or, you know, that there may have been some sort of, you know, harm done to me that I hadn't recovered from, or maybe the atmosphere in there wasn't, you know, quite what I should be breathing. But I felt like I just couldn't catch my breath, like I was, you know, couldn't breathe enough, sort of a suffocating feeling, which is a very panicky thing, you know, probably just the most panicky sort of sensation a person could have. You combine that with seeing these things all at once, with this pain I was feeling in my head and chest, and all of that just combined to make the situation seem extremely threatening, when, you know, they weren't like swinging weapons at me or anything like that. It was just, I was trapped. This place was dimly lit and very small and tight. It was claustrophobic. this suffocating feeling, all of that just combined to make the feeling just so, panic, just total panic.
Did you witness any other humans there at the time, Travis?
No, I didn't. At one point in my efforts to find a way out, what I took to be a human being came in, and I thought I was rescued, that this was some sort of intervention by Air Force or something like that. Turned out not to be the case, or at least that's what I think now. But this individual led me out of this craft, took me out of the craft, which at that point was parked inside of this large room, or it was either a building or a larger craft. As far as things that were done in the movie with other humans or dead people or anything like that, then none of that happened.
Where did they drop you back off at?
Well, when I regained consciousness, I just came to pretty quickly there, it was kind of like the cold air, and I found myself lying on face down on the edge of the highway, and I looked up to see where this light was coming from. There was a glow coming from above me, and I looked up and just as it went off, and I could see this craft hovering above the road just for an instant before it shot up into the sky.